We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, I'm struck. We're going to talk Lamar Jackson. I am struck at first, though, just how this has continued. The combine itself, its inexorable march towards being something that's a mainstay in everyone's minds. Like, I heard people kind of denigrate it like it's for nerds and football geeks. I think that was actually Mike Freeman saying it with the hyper analysis of Lamar Jackson, that it's like, you know, it's a meat market, it's all this stuff.
Are you watching it?
No. I mean, it's on in here, so you look up and you look back to your screens, but I don't watch it, but I know a ton of other people do. I'm just wondering when this thing eventually, enough people start watching it that they say, you know what, we're going to make these guys run in prime time and make this a multi-day event or something like that.
That wouldn't surprise me
in
the least.
Prime time
event. I mean, millions of people have been watching this for years. It feels like this topic comes up every year. Like, are you watching this? Why would anybody watch this? And the reason is because people, when they look at the draft, first of all, and how popular that is, and this is the lead into that, they can... Everybody becomes an amateur scout when they watch the combine and they watch whoever it might be, Gesicki, Lamar Jackson.
Barkley. You don't need much of a scout.
Or even more so, guys that none of us know of. And they say, oh, that guy, they should take him
his
in the fourth round.
His three cone was unbelievable.
Right. And God bless him. I mean, it's great for the NFL and yet more proof that the NFL isn't going anywhere. And that its ratings decline, as you and I finally, I think, determined, was more about people cutting the cord with cable than any other factor by far, and is still the most watched live event on television, and it's not close.
Does it hold sway over you still? Or over you at all? The combine itself? Like, put it
no,
this way.
No, not at all. I don't watch 1 second of it.
Does the draft hold sway over
yes,
you?
Yes, I first love round? The draft. Yep.
Why doesn't the combine interest you the way the draft does? I mean, because in a sense, I could make the argument that at least the combine is people doing something other than putting on a baseball cap.
Well, they're running around in shorts around cones. The draft is a suspenseful television show.
That's a fair answer. I guess I just, my overall take when I want to get into the Jackson stuff is people that say this sport is dying, and it probably will see somewhat diminished participation, it ain't dying for real, for a very long time, if ever, because lots and lots of people are consumed by it.
What sport is rising to take its place? That would be the.
Have you not baseball? Have you seen that? Where baseball, they're considering, ESPN's considering ditching it because millennial viewers are dropping it in droves.
Not hockey.
Basketball is probably the one in terms of individual star power and where it's those guys are always put on display. And right now, it feels as flush with talent as it ever has. Or it has in recent memory. Basketball seems that, but it's still third of the four big sports. It's still behind baseball, which is seeing its audience. I mean, I don't tend this to sound crass, but the major audience for baseball is dying out, but it's still way more popular than basketball.
Nothing's close to the NFL, and nothing will be for a long, long time.
I mean, I don't know if ever, really. Either way, that's neither here
nor
there.
Maybe in the year 4,000.
When robots take it all over?
When robots take it over, yes.
What do you make of just the entire spectacle of Lamar Jackson, who it was Bill Polian that sort of lit the fuse here by saying he should just go and play wide receiver in the league, and it sort of sparked a firestorm, at least, of reaction to specifically Bill Polian, and now I'm starting to wonder if, and I got caught up in it and thought it was absurd, let the guy play quarterback. I'm wondering now if it's more being overblown, like if it's a straw man a little bit to say everyone's raging about this, telling him to play wideout, instead of it just being one guy who suggested it, who's pretty high profile.
Man, I've gone back and forth on this and have been thinking about Lamar Jackson a lot. And ultimately, I come to this conclusion. His team wasn't very good. He's not a very accurate passer, but he also had a ton of drops this year and wasn't on a very good team. So I may take a chance on him late in the first, early in the second round for sure. I think he can play quarterback. And it's hard not to notice that he's an unbelievable make-a-miss runner. Like, you can't help but think that I thought the same thing with other electrifying athletes at quarterback, like Michael Vick. Like, what if he were a running back? What would that be like? What if this kid was out in the open field, which if you're a quarterback, you're going to get killed. But he's a quarterback first and maybe a great one.
I am with you ultimately on this, and I just want to know if people, like, I've heard little whispers that the Steelers really like this guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.